QED.
Remember those tiny words on the penny in Latin? Well, Governor Jerry Brown says these days they're more relevant than ever.
We have it right in our motto, E Pluribus Unum, but we have a lot more pluribus than we have unum.
Brown was speaking at the California Museum in Sacramento this week about finding common ground, especially at a time when we're witnessing a new wave of white supremacy and bigotry.
We've got to find those common experiences that enable people to realize that they're human in a way that other people that look very different are also human. So when we look at Charlottesville and the white supremacists, we know that's not the path.
The museum held the reception to celebrate a new exhibit called the Unity Center, and it's opening the same weekend far-right rallies in Northern California are expected to draw white nationalists. That's an eerie coincidence because the idea for the center began nearly 20 years ago when Sacramento was reeling from a string of hate crimes linked to white supremacists.
On this night, three Sacramento-area synagogues were firebombed within a 45-minute period. It was the worst series of anti-Semitic attacks in Sacramento history.
In 1999, it was known as the Summer of Hate.
That's the California Museum's director, Amanda Meeker. She says a gay couple was also murdered that summer, and a women's clinic was firebombed.
Out of that arose a desire to do something to combat the sources of hate. Well, you know, celebrating our individuality, also show what we have in common and be a place where we can all learn about each other.
She walks me through the exhibit. On the walls, giant photographs of Californians, some with braids, some wearing headscarves, some in wheelchairs.
It's funny, you know, probably a year ago as we were working on this, I actually had the thought of, oh, you know, are we, you know, is this something we need? And it turns out, unfortunately, that it is.
One exhibit surrounds you with four large video screens of people talking. It's like sitting down in the middle of a conversation, each speaker looking you directly in the eye.
Being black and being Muslim, there's so many assumptions with both categories. They either assume you're a convert, you know.
There was some idea of, like, having shoes that you'd step into, but that doesn't do anything. And then we thought, well, maybe, you know, what if you could eavesdrop, be a fly on the wall and sit in on with a group talking candidly about something that you would never be able to hear because they would be editing it because you were there.
Like in this dialogue between parents who have disabilities, talking about how people assumed they couldn't have kids.
They assumed I just wasn't intimate with my wife.
I think all my friends didn't think I could have sex and they thought that because I'm in a wheelchair, I'm asexual and that I'm not, you know, how would you do it? Like, I couldn't, you know, imagine.
During the reception, two of the people who appear in the videos bump into each other for the first time.
Unity at the unity.
They start comparing notes. Kayla Sharp's video describes what it's like being queer and trans.
There was never, like, a place for me, for instance, to understand gender issues and disability issues from a younger age, because those types of things aren't preserved generally in museums and in history books.
Anne Cohen's in the video about parents with disabilities. She has muscular dystrophy.
Just to see your community so well represented in a museum outside of San Francisco, right, what's going to be seen by much broader community in years to come.
It's just the unity of people coming together. I think if there's anything that we've realized from this last resurgency is that there are far more of us who stand up against that.
Right next to that video display, there's a diner-style booth where you can play a card game. A white woman named Pinky Cockrell sits down to play with two African-American women, Akilah Young and her mother, Felicia. Akilah explains the rules. Basically, it's a version of two truths and a lie.
So we pick two cards that are true about ourselves and one card that is false. And then we have to, as a group, guess which card is false about the individual. Okay. Based off of assumptions.
Based on assumptions, yes.
Her mom goes first.
So I have three here. Mine is plan to be a politician, live in a foster home, parents are divorced.
I'm going to say a plan to be a politician is false.
It's live in a foster home. So these two are correct. The politician one and the parents are divorced. Those are true ones.
You just can't judge a book by the cover.
Near the end of the exhibit, there's a stall where you can record your own story. an 11-year-old, climbs onto the stool.
3, 2, 1, record.
Hi, I'm Zoe, and I was bullied in the 5th grade. I've been bullied millions and millions of times, and it's really scared me. And just remember, you don't have to listen to what people say. Like if they say, you're ugly, or you don't belong here. You can't just be a bystander. You have to do something.